Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
I like the idea of watching NFL games on Thursday night. I do. The problem is the product has been really, really bad, especially this past season.
That's an understatement.
This past season, 10 of the 14 Thursday night games were decided by at least 8 points. Only 4 games were decided by 7 points or less. And they featured a lot of bad teams. There were 4 consecutive weeks that had the 49ers, Chargers, Bears, and Jaguars included. It was not good. But Roger Goodell went on Colin Cowherd's show today and said that the NFL thinks the games have been pretty darn good on Thursday nights, and says that we're more than just optics here. We're into facts.
Hashtag alternate facts.
I guess. There are less penalties, less turnovers. Almost by every barometer, the quality of the game is better on Thursday night.
You're comparing one game to...
Agree to disagree.
And depending on the week, 10 to 15 games that take place on normal time frames, so... You're grasping for straws there.
The other problem here is that he said that there's no evidence that playing on Thursday night increases the risk of injuries to players, which it does. I believe that has been...
I'm pretty sure the entire league has made that very clear.
The players do not like the Thursday night games because, I mean, that's a really short week. If you're going Sunday, maybe a team is playing a Sunday night game and then they get to rest on Monday... They get a day of prep on Tuesday, and then they're playing on Thursday. That's pretty rough. So I like watching Thursday night games, I should actually adjust my statement. I like the idea of watching Thursday night games, but the product has got to be better, and they've got to get better teams involved.
Yeah. No, I hate Thursday night football, and I would not miss it. I would not miss it.
It would also help. I mean, when they have the ones that are on NFL Network, that's worse. They've got to be really watchable. All right, the other one I wanted to bring up, the first 3 NBA teams that are going to have ads on their jerseys were released today. Pictures of what the ads are going to look like. The Boston Celtics are going to have a General Electric little patch on their jersey
that's indistinguishable from more than 10 feet away, really.
Yeah, they really don't look nearly as bad as I expected them to. But what is kind of funny is then someone went and put ads on a bunch of college jerseys, and they're kind of interesting to look at, and KU is one of them that's on here. Can you think of what company may have been put on KU's jersey as an advertisement? As a hint, it's a company out of Kansas City. Kansas City based.
Not off the top of my head.
It's not Sprint.
I don't know. Just give it away.
It's Hallmark.
Hallmark.
They have a Hallmark Cards logo.
I was thinking of Hallmark thinking, no way. There's not.
It would have been really funny if it would have been like an airline or, a company that you use to travel. That is what I was getting at there.
Okay, so you go. I do have one thing here. One thing that I saw this morning that I thought was great was apparently a couple days ago, Deadspin tweeted out something saying, hey, send us proof of Ted Cruz playing basketball. And he tweeted back
a picture
of Grayson Allen. Someone use this yesterday?
No, I had actually forgotten to mention it, but last night Ted Cruz did tweet at them a picture of Grayson Allen and said, what do I win? Yes, Ted Cruz actually won Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, I give him that.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. That's going to wrap up the show. Really appreciate Kellis Robinette for joining us today. If you missed anything, check out the podcast, newsradiokman.com under the On Demand tab. For Mitch Fordner and Brandon Mintz, I'm Tyler Dreiling. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered.